Hey, brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Lateran 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. On September 7th, 2022, I had just a normal, everyday, average day planned. I got up in the morning, and I just needed to pray, do my praying time that I usually do in the morning, and then I had cleaning to do, running errands, just the basics. However, on that day, on the 7th of September, from the moment I got up, I sensed in the spirit that there was something really wrong, just plain wrong. And at first, I tried to shake it off, thinking, oh, it's just my emotions, or maybe it's the enemy that's just trying to come after me and pull me down. But as the day went on, this feeling of dread and trepidation, it kept growing and growing. I talked to a friend and asked if he was feeling anything like I was prophetically. He's also very prophetic. And he told me he did sense something in the spirit, but it wasn't as strong as what I was feeling. I felt like I was on black ice. I don't know if any of you know about that term, about feeling like you're on black ice. It's a feeling of like sliding out of control and needlessly. It is a very strange feeling, and I haven't had that for a very long time. It's something I have felt before, and usually when I get it, it is a sign to me or a warning from the Lord that something is about to happen or something is happening, and I find out later. But this black ice that I was feeling, it was increased even more. I think it was probably one of the strongest I have ever felt in the past. It was also kind of like having a thick fog just blow over your life, and you couldn't find your way out of it. And prayer did not seem to help because I felt too scattered to pray. By the afternoon, I gave up trying to get anything done. And I was convinced that there was something big that the Lord was trying to get my attention. But I didn't know if it was for me personally or was it something for me as a watchwoman that I was to pass on to you all. Now, by the evening, things lifted a little bit, but I knew that I had been forewarned. Now, the next morning, I woke up, and everything just felt normal. I just, you know, I forgot about it. I got up, I prayed, and started getting on with my day, and boom, I found out that Queen Elizabeth had died. Immediately, I knew that this is what I had been forewarned about the day before. Her passing is a huge change, not only for England, but for the whole world. This was the warning that the Lord was giving me the day before. I now personally believe, brothers and sisters, that we are going to see things change even more quickly than what has already been happening. So this is the warning. The warning is that we are now in a new phase of change. This is what I believe, a new phase of change that has come, and we're going to see it. And I don't know exactly what that means or how that's going to look, but I do know as a watchwoman on the wall that I have to bring to you the things that the Lord has laid on my heart. And so I'm bringing you this warning. So continue to hold on to Jesus. Continue to keep your eyes focused on Him alone. And continue to let Him be your support, your helper, and your guide. Now I asked the Lord where He wanted me to go for scripture, if there was a scripture to put to this. And I heard Isaiah 44 and verse 8 jumped out at me, so I will end with Isaiah 44, verse 8. Do not tremble. Do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You were my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? No, there is no other rock. I know not one.